morning.
I can't imagine what it's like to be around where you live today. I mean, after all of the weird traffic of the Golden Globes.
Yeah, well, it's so weird. I mean, you just hear so many helicopters and so many cop cars, but that's every day in L.A.
Oh, it is,
not really that. There's traffic in Los Angeles. I don't know if you've ever heard.
Yeah.
But there is at all times.
Right.
Let's start with a little Golden Globes update.
Sure.
Now, how random. I don't remember if we talked about this, but I did talk to some people about the fact that I went to a party last week.
Sure.
And I met, of all people, Jacqueline Bisset. Did I mention that to you?
Oh, and what was she like for you?
She was, you know, she seemed kind of normal. She was, you know, for those who don't know, that's sort of an old school Hollywood name.
Yes.
And, you know, so it was so random that I just happened to meet her, and then here she was winning a Globe and wasted.
Yes.
Her thing. I mean, just, I guess, just, I mean, I don't know for sure, but it seems like she was just like, I'm going to take this Xanax and I'm going to drink this martini. I'm going to see what happens.
I know. She's the reason why I said on Facebook that there needs to be a trap door up on stage. And if you don't thank anybody by the third minute, then the trap door goes off.
Well, if the playoff music starts and it plays for like 6 minutes and you're not wrapping it up,
right.
It's weird.
Oh, man.
It's super weird. And I have to say, I thought Breaking Bad's Aaron Paul gave the best speech of the night. Look it up. I can't say it on the radio. Just two words.
Right.
That is great. I thought Tina and Amy did a great. They were aces. I thought they did a really good job.
Good job, yeah.
And there were a lot of upsets, which I always think is fun. You know, the Oscars a little bit more predictable,
right.
But the Globes, it's the Hollywood Foreign Press, so you really don't know which direction they're going to go. And
so what do you think's an upset?
I thought Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Dallas Buyers Club. I don't think that he was expected.
Oh, wow.
There were just a few moments. I mean, there were some things for sure. You know, Frozen was expected to win for animated.
Right.
Globes, of course, divide up drama and comedy, so the fact that 12 years one is no surprise.
Yep.
But, you know, Leo has been getting a lot of shade, as they say, by other, you know, like even the Critics' Choice.
Right.
So it was kind of interesting to see him win for comedy.
Yeah.
And I love Wolf of Wall Street. You know how I felt about that. So there were a couple of surprises, I thought.
Oh, there you go.
Now, the Globes were not nearly as good as the Critics' Choice Awards, which will be this Thursday on the CW, and I will be there.
Rock on!
But until then, let me tell you one more little story.
Sure.
I'm standing in line at Chipotle. Do you have that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I see a familiar-looking guy kind of flirting with this beautiful girl who looked to be very young, maybe 18.
Right.
Very young. I hear him say something like, do you want to read for a part in my new movie? And I realize it's director Brett Ratner, and I use the term director loosely.
Yes, yes.
For those who don't know, Ratner makes Michael Bay look like Spielberg.
Yeah.
So the girl's all, are you serious? And Brett's like, I'm totally serious. And I really am surprised he didn't follow it up with like, and the audition will be in the back seat of my car.
Oh, there you go.
That's how we do it here in Los Angeles.
Sure.
Los Angeles. So it was unbelievable. It was such a Hollywood moment, like a real one, because I go to these things every now and then.
Right,
But to stand in line and watch someone go, you should read for my movie. I'm
surreal. Oh,
I mean, the casting couch is now in Chipotle. I will leave it at that. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.